Dave and Darren.
Hello there.
What a thrill it is to be here doing another show for you. It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. Hey, Darren.
How are you?
Who's playing tonight in the NFL?
I believe it is the Panthers at the Steelers.
Ooh.
So, yeah, a better one, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that last Thursday night was a terrible game to watch, but if you took San Francisco in the cover five, you were pretty pleased with
that
yourself.
That was the thing to do.
Well, welcome to the show, everybody. We've got a whole lot of stuff to get to today. I'm just looking here at the most Googled Thanksgiving terms for the 50 states. And, like, for instance, in Colorado, they're Googling a lot about turkey bowling. In Massachusetts, they're Googling about the NFL on Thanksgiving
Day. I mean, isn't that simple enough? Frozen turkey and 10 bowling pins.
Yeah.
If you're going to play regulation.
Oh, we're not playing prison rules. I mean, there's got to be some logic to this. Turkey bowling is always fun, too, because you'll do it, and then people will call to complain because there's people starving. And you're wasting perfectly good turkey!
Who says we're wasting the turkey?
Well, that was always your
answer. And by the way, turkey bowling in prison means a completely different thing.
You don't want to do that.
No.
If you're invited to that.
That's a different animal.
The most Googled term in Illinois is Friendsgiving. Now, that's when you have Thanksgiving, but you just have friends over instead of your family. And then the most Googled term in Iowa is simply, what is Thanksgiving? Apparently, a lot of us just don't understand what it is. That seems weird that people would be Googling, what is Thanksgiving? Hey, I understand. No, I mean, I don't even understand children asking that question.
Do I have to have the day off?
What is... Like, in Oregon, vegetarian Thanksgiving is the biggest thing that they look for. Just in Iowa, it's just, what is this Thanksgiving that I'm hearing so much about?
Do I have to spend it with my family?
Well, you certainly can. What are your plans for the Thanksgiving? Is it too early to talk about it? You got things figured out yet?
I would imagine it'll be some sort of turkey meal.
Will you be making anything for the
evening? No, I don't.
Bring a dish to pass?
I might. I probably should.
Have you ever offered to? Or you just go and
I've done it.
Well, there was the year you almost poisoned your family.
With the vintage starch?
Vintage starch, yes.
Yes, I could very well make my grandmother's cabbage.
which
it was there. I mean, sure, she's been gone for a while.
What a loving way to honor your grandma's memory by poisoning all of her.
It was her starch.
She would have wanted this.
I mean, the Hy-Vee's right there, but...
Professional mermaids are saying that merverts are making their lives a hassle.
I bet.
These are creeps.
I bet.
Creepy perverts that are into mermaids are making it hard, Darren, in 2018 to be a professional mermaid. The merverts are ruining it for everyone.
They're the ones that are always in the front row.
The ocean isn't safe from creeps. Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water, ladies. Women who work as professional mermaids at theme parks, aquariums, and children's birthday parties say they are increasingly besieged by inappropriate attention from people they are calling merverts.
Children's birthday party, but the family has to have a pool, right?
And I noticed there aren't any kids here.
Yeah. That's right.
Get in the pool.
We were going to do that one time.
Have a mermaid at your birthday party?
No, and it really wasn't my idea, but the idea was floated that a bunch of us were going to be getting together, and one of the guys thought it'd be funny if we hired a clown.
And
we didn't, but it wasn't going to be. It's like, oh yeah, sure, I show up and $100 an hour or whatever.
I think they're just happy to go whatever to birthday
it,
parties,
whatever
aren't they?
It is. Well, it wasn't a birthday party.
It was just an occasion.
It was
just a Friday night.
It was just a guy sitting around drinking beer.
Hey,
clown, get me a beer, clown. Is this all you really want me to do?
One professional mermaid.
Why are you over there in the corner crying, clown?
One of the professional mermaids said, I've been swimming with sharks, and that to me is not as scary as dealing with some of these aggressive men. Some people just imagine relationships that aren't there. Merverts flock to their targets online and in person. They make obscene comments and send and solicit lewd pictures. How do you make an obscene comment to somebody that's underwater? Or maybe they're not.
No, they come up.
Do they?
Yeah, they come up some. They have to.
Multiple women, this is a trend, I guess, and women have just had enough of it. Professional mermaids are talking about this so that they can stay safe. One of the mermaids here in this piece says, us mermaids have strategies, and we all tend to share this information with each other. If there's one particular individual who's harassing a lot of mermaids, we all get together and make sure that their social media is blocking them.
Oh, they all know who it is.
I shouldn't laugh at this.
They all know who it is.
Can you imagine having a reputation with mermaids because you're such a creep? I mean, I thought banned from the mall was bad. This is worse. Yeah, all of us mermaids know about him. Can you imagine? Merverts.
Mm-hmm.
Perverts
getting
for mermaids.
Getting banned from SeaWorld.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, they can't get enough of it.
The fact that she doesn't have legs. Oh, my God.
Merverts are the worst part of the job. Creeps keep asking if they can hump her belly. One guy told her, quote, you're delicious even without any tartar sauce.
It's a good line.
Another said, hello, I would like to date with a mermaid, but I'm married. While another one leered, I love to watch you swim.
That's not a bad line, even if you're not talking to a mermaid.
Hello, I would love to date a mermaid, but I'm married. What? I love to watch you swim. Sounds like you're lying about the summertime.
That's true. Where will you be swimming this summer, mermaid?
One former elementary school teacher had to call the cops after being stalked by a weirdo. I shouldn't laugh at this. I mean, this has potential for something horrible to happen. If you're a grown man and you go to see a mermaid show, just for that, they need to lock you up, right?
Now, who gave them the name Mervert? The merverts themselves?
Well, that's a great question.
Or the mermaids?
So, like, are there guys with shirts that say mervert? Card-carrying mervert?
Yes, yeah. They're wearing a tank top and Speedos.
We get unwanted attention, often sexual in nature, and we call those people merverts. Unfortunately, women in general on social media tend to get sexually harassed, and mermaids are no different. So whenever she posts a video on YouTube, she gets a bunch of weird comments. Also, I'm the last one to blame the victim, but you're posting a video of yourself swimming around as a mermaid. I mean,
it's their job.
But come on. Come on.
Don't they have bars where you're sitting at the bar and you're looking?
Yeah, they got a couple of those in Florida.
And then the mermaids are swimming around.
Yeah.
I mean, boy.
Yeah.
Talk about happy hour.
It's weird. It's weird. And I think there are bars in Florida where, like, the mermaids are topless. Like, they're all natural topless mermaids. I could see that sending a guy the wrong signals if you're not wearing, like, the mermaid outfit. I mean, I shouldn't laugh. There's stories here about all the stalking that goes on in the mermaid community. Oh, gosh. Also, they not only have to deal with merverts, there's another thing where trolls will attack online saying things like, mermaids aren't real. So this lady will post a video of herself swimming around like a mermaid, and people will just comment, mermaids aren't real.
Thanks.
She says, I know that. I don't think I'm a fish.
These are the same people that are looking up what is Thanksgiving.
Hang on a second. Is the mermaids real? I'm going to add another question for the Google machine. Is the mermaids real?
I'll give you it looks real.
Mermaids have strategies to deal with merverts. Welcome to 2018, everybody, where nothing makes any goddamn sense. Merverts. That's a term that's used in the mermaid community when you have done something like... What percentage of grown men that go to mermaid shows
do turn into merverts?
Well, yes. Do you think there are, like, do you think there's a couple mermaids where it's like,
big number.
Oh, well, that's Kyle. He's one of the good ones. We like Kyle. He comes to the show and just says appropriate things about our mermaidium.
Kyle bites his tongue.
You know, Kyle, you know, there are glances sometimes to put us at unease, but he doesn't say anything inappropriate.
He just likes to help us with our tail. Can I help you get in your tail?
No, Kyle.
Huh?
We've explained this to you. We get in and out of our tails without any assistance.
Just once.
No, Kyle. Stop it.
I wonder if they get all put off if they see the mermaids like leaving the place without the tail on.
So, wait a minute. Birthday parties. So, like, would you hire a mermaid to come to your kid's birthday party and just have her swim around in your pool the whole time?
That's what I'm saying. You gotta have a pool, don't you?
That's so messed up. Just how big is your pool in your backyard? Keep doing laps, mermaid. It's my little angel's 7th birthday.
Where's the pool at?
It's a wash tub.
Get in the tub.
Get in the tub.
Hey, Ariel, you're not supposed to talk. I seen that movie. The witch got your voice.
I've got 5 things. You want to get into them here? I don't know how we top merverts, but we're going to try.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Factory of Fear. Factory of Fear presents Frightmare Before Christmas.
Well, that was quick.
I know.
It's that time already.
It's that time. Yeah. Only two nights. You just have the one weekend, Friday, December 7th and Saturday, December 8th from 7 till midnight. Tickets are $15. VIP tickets are $20. You can save yourself $3 by bringing a new unwrapped toy for Toys for Tots. Tickets are limited. You can get them online at qcfactoryoffear.com. Frightmare Before Christmas is the Quad Cities' only Christmas-themed haunted attraction. They're located at 5027 4th Avenue in Moline. Celebrate the holidays with the Factory of Fear's twisted characters, including Twitch Claws. Twitch Claws.
I forgot about Twitch.
Zombie Santa, the Grinch Man, and Krampus. This is not your shopping mall Santa. It's a horror-filled holiday event. Factory of Fear, the Quad City's longest-running and largest indoor haunted attraction, presents Frightmare Before Christmas. Again, just two nights, December 7th and 8th, Factory of Fear, where fear is made. Enter if you dare.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the text line at 470-23-NACHO. And the podcast is originating from the Campriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more, including their Cran Slam Club, homemade turkey, cranberry sauce, ham, lettuce, mayo, on your choice of sliced white or wheat bread. It's absolutely delicious. Get one today. Make sure you don't...
I struggle with that choice between the white and the wheat. I struggle with it.
I have preferences from time to time, but I'm usually okay with either.
It takes me longer when I'm at Capriotti's between the white and the wheat, because they're both delicious. Mm-hmm. That takes me longer than it takes them to make the sandwich. And they don't just slap them together. They take their time, make sure the sandwich is perfect. You see what I'm saying?
Listen, you're very conflicted. Capriotti's gift cards are the perfect gift. Everybody loves Capriotti's. Again, Capriotti's on 53rd Street in Davenport. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. Mention Nacho Radio. You will get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
We do have some texts that we'll get to, and we'll get to those after the top five things. But let's begin with number one here on the top five things.
Number one.
If you'll allow it.
One.
Number one on the old top five things. A guy has sued a candy company, so you don't have to, because he's tired of there not being enough Mike and Ike's and hot tamales in the box.
Mm-hmm.
Daryl White Jr. of Bell, Missouri, wasn't happy. He was buying boxes of hot tamales and Mike and Ike's, and he's like, hey,
there is plenty of room in there for more.
These things are only 2/3 full. So he sued the candy company. He wanted a jury to give him $5.1 million because his Mike and Ike's, there weren't enough of them. What's with all this air in my Mike and Ike box?
Empty space.
Yeah.
What's with the negative space here, man?
Taste of Nature, who makes these delicious candies, the Mike and Ikes and the Hot Tamales, they have agreed to pay wronged customers 25 cents per package without a receipt, or up to $12.50 if you have a receipt for the underfilled packages.
So they're going to make a change?
No, no, that's not happening. These things are slack-filled. That's, for instance, in the hot tamales container.
Mm-hmm.
I get those all the time. Jenny loves those hot tamales. It's one of her favorite
candies.
And
they're made by who?
They're made by a group called Taste of Nature Incorporated.
Hot tamales are and Mike found and Ike's. In nature?
No, no, they're not a naturally occurring treat, Darren. They're they're a confection made in a,
right.
a factory. This guy,
but
was,
not by nature.
He was not happy with. Well, the only thing natural is the air in the box. If we're being honest,
true.
Yeah, and that's nature's way of telling you something's wrong.
Uh-huh.
So he sued because you know there really should have been more candy. 64% of hot tamales, 66% of the Mike and Ike container is filled with candy. That means 34% of the container is empty. Now again, he wanted $5.1 million.
And what's he getting?
Well, everyone, if you have a
empty
receipts,
box?
You can get up to $12.50.
But the box doesn't cost $12. A box of them doesn't cost $12.
No, you get them for like
they a call
buck.
It a dollar.
Yeah, it's a buck. Yeah, yeah. He.
So really, you're only. They should really only be giving you like 34 cents. Although you don't even you wouldn't they wouldn't be giving you 34 cents because they are not going to pack it to the brim.
I wanted more hot tamales in my candy box. What is this? All of this? This is air. What can I do with air? Nothing. I can't keep it in my lungs for very long. I can promise you that.
I'm surprised. Right, Swiss cheese makers have probably put up with this for years.
Hey,
why must
I'm
I
not
pay?
Paying for holes?
Don't get me started on donuts that aren't filled with cream and jelly, Darren.
Uh-huh.
There's a hole in my donut, and I'm expected to pay full price.
Yeah. Gonna get some of that bagel money,
well,
too.
Well, look, if you want to get some of that hot tamale or Mike and Ike money, 25 cents without a receipt. Now, if you can keep your receipts from all of your Mike and Ike purchases there, Rockefeller.
But this is
you can get up to $12.50.
But this is a one-time class action lawsuit.
Yes.
Yes.
I met a guy years ago at a place in Rock Island who told me that he lived, his entire source of income was class action lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
That what he does is he gets up every morning, he scours the internet for class action lawsuits,
mm-hmm.
and then he enters them. And he's like, you'd be amazed how many there are. Like, there was one the other day where, you know, there was glass in the peanut butter. And they were giving away checks. I said, well, did you buy the peanut butter? He goes, I don't know. Maybe I did.
That's how he rolls.
That's all. And that's the thing. So it's like you get a check for what? 25 cents? How many of those do you have to put together to make a living?
Seems like a lot of work.
That was my argument. I said, you know, you do all this work you're doing online. You could get like a real job and get a lot more money.
But they're giving this money away.
I remember someone being on a game show one time,
uh-huh.
and they always like to ask you what you're up to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is your thing?
So sure,
I'm good at Google.
Right,
I like firecrackers.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I like taking naps.
I have a dry sense of humor.
I tell myself I have a dry sense of humor. This one person was basically saying yes that they were a professional complainer. In that they would say, okay, there was something wrong with my candy bar.
Uh-huh.
And the candy bar people would say, they would send you a box of candy bars.
Right.
And when those showed up, it'd be like, the candy bars were all melted. So, but that was their thing.
That's how they...
Professional complaining.
Can you imagine?
Two.
Now, professional mervert is not a thing, right?
Mm.
Not yet. Someone's going to find a way to make a living. To like sell their services to
well, I mean, I suppose we could.
Need a kick
I mean,
in the
I
tail.
Suppose we haven't had a T-shirt in a while. We could have the Nacho Radio Mervert T-shirt,
card carrying Mervert,
card carrying Nacho Radio Mervert.
Well, you know, Deucer texted in and he says,
"Speaking of
right, Mervert number one,
Mervert."
Deucer texts in on the text line at 470-23-NACHO. Uh-huh. He says, catching up on some episodes I missed. I just listened to episode number 784, Booby Traps. There's no way you can't add Dave and Darren's left-handed squirrel feed to your product lineup offerings.
Well, it fits right in there with our flight insurance.
Yeah, it certainly does.
Left-handed squirrel feed.
Here's one from the 309 area code. It says, please keep us updated on the fence situation. I know I was laughing at your expense, but I was rolling laughing listening to you tell the story.
What is?
My favorite quote was, it's gone. Well, I knocked on the door. Hey, buddy, where's my fence?
What is the update?
The update is, I haven't heard back from them.
The update is, there is no update.
The update is, it's been 8 days since my
fence was taken.
They are
putting you in the deep freeze.
Well, you know. This'll get figured out. Rob texting in to say that the cover five, what does it say? Cover five no longer able to sign me in on the Facebook account. It makes me sign in a different way. So my ranking is going to suffer. Okay. I
hope not.
My cover five app doesn't work for nothing. I have to put in my picks on my computer. My phone doesn't work for nothing.
Mine does.
It's like it'll show me the games, and then as soon as I try and do something, it just locks up on me. I've reached out to our guys at Cover 5, and I've not gotten an answer to my satisfaction.
Sometimes I can't find an internet connection, but outside of that, mine works all the time. I am in 7th place
overall.
Yes.
Look at you.
I know, and really only I took the Cowboys, which I didn't feel good about anyway.
Yeah.
Well, it's just, I think that's the last time I ever do that.
Well, you got to take the points where you can get them. Well,
I've got a strategy this year.
It seems to be working. Don't tell me what it is until the season's over.
I'm not going to tell you what it is.
That's fantastic for you.
But I would have been probably top five if that would have went my way.
So many of you, and too many to count here, so many of you on Tuesday, November 6th, reach out to wish us a happy Nacho Day.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, November 6th is always Nacho Day. Huh. And so many of you took time out to text us and wish us a happy Nacho Day. So that was wonderful.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for thinking of us. Here's one from the 563. It says, more evidence of Darren's clairvoyance. December 3rd, 2015. Darren says McDonald's next announcement will be that they're getting rid of straws. June 15th, 2018, McDonald's says they're getting rid of straws by 2019. Did you predict McDonald's was going to get rid of straws?
Sure sounds like
I did. In 2015?
Sure sounds like I did.
Wow, that's crazy that you can just go back and listen to everything we've said.
You can if you're a patron. Well, become one today.
How do they do that, Darren?
Well, you just go to Podbean there and join the gang.
And then I got a picture here. Somebody was
not a bad idea. Not a bad idea for a Christmas gift.
Someone wanted you to have this knowledge about this hot deal happening at the Silvus IV.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, they had a deal. Keystone Light 15-pack.
Yeah.
Two for $11.99.
Yeah, that's been at several different places.
So is that what you normally pay?
For thirty.
So it's $24 for a 30-pack?
No.
You get two 15-packs for $12.
Yes.
How do you? Oh, come on.
What?
How do you drink that?
It's cold. It's wet. It's fine.
Well, then what you want is water.
Huh?
It sounds like what you want is water.
It's mostly water, for the most part. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a brand new location, 2115 East 12th Street in the village of East Davenport. I just saw the ladies there the other day, and they are gearing up for a big November, and of course, the Christmas season as well. They are a GIA certified. They have a GIA certified loose diamonds and a custom bridal line. GIA is the world's foremost authority on diamonds. And right now, at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, they have their massive diamond sale going on. Everything in the store is on sale and up to 50% off the entire month of November. So take advantage of that. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, home of the new wow factor. You can win a free diamond and gold necklace valued at $599. All you have to do is guess the number of diamond-shaped crystals in their diamond jar to win. The winner is going to be announced on Facebook on December 2nd. Also, don't forget, coming up on Saturday, November 24th, it's Small Business Saturday, and Christmas in the Village is November 30th through December 1st. Both of those weekends, you're going to receive a free gift with a purchase, and they're going to have refreshments at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options, and of course, mention Nacho Radio when you're there, and with a purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. Reach out to us using the text line 470-23-NACHO, and the podcast is originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Mention Nacho Radio, get a medium sub for the price of a small one. Having a get-together, let Capriotti's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, a birthday party, a tailgate, graduation, office meeting, or corporate event, Capriotti's is sure to be a hit. Capriotti's, extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
Two. New study suggests that people that drink black coffee.
Yes.
How do you take your coffee?
Like my women.
Yeah, I drink coffee black. I just want coffee that tastes like coffee. And according to this study, people that drink their coffee black often have psychopathic and sadistic traits.
I've noticed that.
Really? Because I don't feel like that's the vibe I give off. Researchers conducting the study investigated how bitter taste preferences might be associated with antisocial personality traits. 953 people self-reported their taste preferences and answered personality questionnaires assessing Machiavellianism, psychopathy, narcissism, everyday sadism, trait aggression, and the big five factors of personality.
I can see it.
Really? That's your experience? You think I'm some sort of psychopath?
You don't drink that much coffee.
I drink a lot of coffee.
Oh, do you?
I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, Darren.
You drink a lot of coffee now.
Now I drink a lot of coffee.
Now you drink a lot of coffee.
Yeah. A lot more than I used.
Yeah.
I'm going to check. Yeah.
Number three.
Boy, our troops are in some trouble. I don't know if you saw the
story. I think I know where you're going.
Well, there's the two Marine pilots who have been grounded for flying in formation, so they drew a giant penis with balls in the air.
No, I hadn't seen that.
Two pilots of a T-34C involved in an alleged sky penis drawing over California in October have been grounded pending an investigation. That's going on. Meanwhile, on the Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier, Fourteen sailors are in trouble for running an LSD ring. LSD on board aircraft carrier.
So if 14 are running the ring, how many people are in on it? How many customers do they have?
I'm going to guess everybody on the
aircraft. Everybody on the ship.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The USS Jerry Garcia is more like it.
Grooviest ship on the high seas.
Two sailors are heading to court-martial for using, possessing, and distributing LSD. Three are waiting to see whether they'll be charged as well. There were 14 sailors from the nuclear reactor department of the aircraft carrier Ronald Reagan facing disciplinary action in connection to LSD abuse. This is the thing. A campground, that's a place to drop acid, right? Maybe in your living room on a Friday.
Don't step into the fire.
Yeah, right.
Like
a Black Crowes show.
The fire is real.
Yeah, exactly. Can you imagine dropping acid, running a nuclear reactor on an aircraft carrier? I wonder what the ghost of Ronald Reagan thinks of all of this. It's his good name that's been besmirched.
Well, I'll tell you.
Ronald Reagan?
Yeah, that's right, Dave. Will. Tune in, turn on, drop out, and feed your head, Will.
That's right, feed your head.
Wow. Is that what the Dormouse said?
Will, I see you're down with the plane.
No, President Reagan, I'm not down with the
plane. I knew you were down with the plane.
No, a lot of people think that I am, but I'm not.
Why'd you have that shirt then?
You bought me that shirt.
Oh.
You got a real.
If you're not,
boy, you know what? And this is the thing too. I wish y'all could have seen his precious little face when he gave me a Jefferson Airplane t-shirt for Christmas. Oh, he was pretty proud of himself that day.
Well,
here you go, Dave.
If you
saw
not,
this if, and knew you had to have
if
it.
If you're not down with the plane, I don't know why you're walking around in a Jefferson Airplane t-shirt.
R.I.P. Marty Balin.
Number four.
Did I say that name right?
P. Marty Balin?
Is that his name?
Are you making reference to P. Allen on PBS?
I don't know who that is.
P. Allen? P. Allen, he's the guy on the weekend who very precious and shows you how to enjoy your...
P. Allen?
P. Allen, enjoy your garden and how to get more lavender in your life.
The
and
guy's name
maybe
is
how
P?
To,
that's his first... Like the letter
a,
P?
Like a letter.
Okay.
P. Allen.
Okay. I was going to say, if you P. Allen, go get that looked at. That's what I say. Yeesh. This next story comes to us from Holland.
Okay. You got to love the Dutch.
Thank you for that. A Dutch man who makes his living as a positivity trainer is in court because he'd like to legally change his age to boost his dating prospects. Emil Rottelband is... How old would you guess?
Didn't we know someone who would actually put up... that was going to give... was going to do some sort of positivity training or some sort of how to live your life seminars, and really had no training in doing so.
Yes,
and they it basically like put up like the little sign and the little tabs at like grocery stores and stuff.
Yes,
yeah, like I'm going to
direct your life.
Yes.
Life coach skills.
I'm going to basically be a life coach,
yes.
Even though I've absolutely no training in doing so.
The list of people I would take life lessons from would be rather long before I would get to that person on the list.
But I love the fact that they were making it happen, or mm-hmm. attempting to make it happen.
Well, you can't argue with effort.
That's the first rule of his life.
How old? Now, this guy wants to legally change his age because he thinks he'll have better luck online dating if he legally changes his age.
I saw this, too. He wants to shave 20 years off.
Yes. This. How old do you think he is?
69, dude!
And he's thinking, how do you always guess that?
And he's thinking that 49 might be the sweet spot.
49, he says.
So
he says, we live in a time when you can change your name and change your gender. Why can't I decide my age? This is something
so
they're
going to... So this is the age he feels like.
Right.
So, because he's not getting a lot of interest on baggagewagon.com or whatever it is.
No. Olden's
He's not getting a lot of hits.
Is there a dating app for older people called Saggy? Because I think that's a $1 million idea. Copyright 2018 Nacho Radio LLC. Saggy, the app for old people who've given up.
Yeah. And I love the fact that they've got the disclaimer on for these senior dating sites must be at least 18 years of age. Yeah, we get it. Thank you. Thanks. It's like the directions on a shampoo bottle.
Well, listen, they've been saying for years you're only as old as you feel.
False.
This guy,
it's false. You're as old as you are.
This guy's saying, look, if I wanted to change my gender or my age, I can do that. Or my name, why can't I change my age?
Say for years they've also tried to tell you that 50's the new 40 or 50's the new 30.
Right.
False.
Every year is exactly that year.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
Some people might be in better shape.
Results may vary.
Results may vary.
Yes.
Someone might be better in better shape at one age than another, but no, that's your age.
This Emil says he's on Tinder and he's trying to get some action.
Tindering hard.
Like you know I do. He says, when I'm 69, I am limited. If I'm 49, then I can buy a new house, drive a different car. I can take up more work.
Does he plan on actually doing that?
Well, it'd be nice to have the option, I think, is what Emil's point is. It'd be nice, you know, it'd be nice to be able to at least think about
Maybe
it.
Maybe he's on the wrong site.
Yeah, Tinder's not where you Tinder's go to get a loan for a car, is it?
Well, Tinder's for younger people, isn't it?
I would suspect so, yes. Is there an age limit on Tinder, or is it for all comers? Like, if you're on Tinder, could you just have some sag wagon show up and say that she likes your profile?
Why don't they?
No!
They have a dating site for old dopers called High and Dry.
I like that a lot.
Five. It doesn't hurt if you're a Def Leppard fan.
Right.
But that's one of the profile questions. Yes or no on Def Leppard.
Are you a loner? Are you a fool? Do you got a reason? Reason to be cool. Do you got your whiskey? Do you got your wine? Do you need a woman? And this time the lights are going on Saturday night. Hi! Man, I love that record. Finally, number five on, okay, our top five things. Can you believe it? We made it to this space.
Didn't seem like we were going to.
Well, we did. We did. We're bringing this bird in for a beautiful landing. Buffalo Bills fans have started a GoFundMe account to pay the quarterback, Nathan Peterman, to retire from the NFL. Bills fans, I could say, they have fun with it.
They had an article the other day on some website where they had broken it down. It might have been 538.
Okay.
You know, they're always doing analysis of everything.
Sure.
They had over, and they had all the parameters and everything, and they were looking at a variety of different categories. But basically, they had determined that Nathan Peterman is the worst quarterback in the history of the NFL. Which is just an awfully mean thing to do.
He threw three picks against the Bears, but two of them weren't entirely his fault.
Well, you got to take that into consideration.
Right?
I don't know if 538 did or not.
He's in the second year of his rookie contract. He is owed $1.38 million over the next 2 years.
He had a decent college career at Pittsburgh, I believe.
So this GoFundMe account is called Nathan Peterman Retire, Please. And they have $1 million goal. As of right now... they've raised $250.
Well,
$250 towards their goal of $1 million. This is savage. This was one of his first games. They've got him as the defensive player of the week. 6 completions on 14 attempts for 66 yards with 5 interceptions. That's not great. Was that week one of this year?
Yeah, I don't know if you can pin this all on him, though.
Well,
they're not a good team.
No, but he's not any good. He started 4 games in his career. He's completed 47 of 91 passes for 1 touchdown and 10 interceptions.
That's not the ratio you're looking for.
No.
I want to kiss you.
Struggling.
This is Joe Namath is here with his expert assessment here on
football. Catch the field.
Yeah, no, we're
it's not Joe Namath.
No, that's not Joe Namath. But Joe Namath has watched, and he is
struggling.
It's not going great.
I want to kiss you.
He does. He wants to just to make you feel better.
Yeah, right.
Yum 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 yum. Beautiful. Meow, meow, telephone. Meow, 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 beautiful.
I should,
Mr. Rogers.
Yes, Darren.
I'll mention that the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Fall, of course, is here, so enjoy one of their fall flavors, including chai tea latte.
Sure.
Or a pumpkin cheesecake latte, a delicious mix of pumpkin spice, creme brulee, and white chocolate. Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts, a great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company, join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by all of our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today at Podbean. And support the podcast, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. Holiday shopping season is here. So just saying. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location in Cedar Rapids at 4640 First Avenue Northeast. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. They're fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
One last story before we go, and this story happens in Tuscumbia, Alabama, at the Waffle House, where customers were in a panic on Sunday after a man in his underpants fell through the ceiling following a failed robbery attempt.
I kind of want to get those Grinch pancakes at IHOP.
Is that a thing?
Have you seen those?
No.
They're green pancakes?
No, thanks.
Why is Grinch in the theaters again?
It feels like we just did this. Yeah, I don't know why they're doing
it. Is it a difference? It's not a different story, though, is it? I mean, they're taking some liberties, obviously.
I don't know. It's got to be the same story.
It's got to, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like Grinch got a new groove.
Because if they were to do a Grinch sequel,
yeah,
he's not so Grinchy anymore.
No, it's just that's just a story about a green guy
who now loves Christmas.
Yeah, that might be a better movie. I don't know. No, this is a retelling of... they're doing a reboot of Shrek, apparently.
Shrek 2?
No, they did...
Shrek 3?
They've done 4 Shrek movies, but now they're going to do a reboot of Shrek.
Off the top of your head, how many Rocky movies are there? Say it right now. Say a number.
I'll say 7. Are we counting the Creed movies?
Yes. How many times has he played the character? I think it's 8, isn't it? There's 5 Rockies, right?
Yes.
Then there's Rocky Balboa.
Yes.
And then there's Creed 1.
Yes.
And then there's Creed 2 coming out. So this will be...
Is he in that?
Yes. Though? So this is the 8th time he's played Rocky Balboa.
That's crazy.
I didn't see that coming back in 1976.
They're going to make 7 more of these movies. When you saw that little indie film where the guy loses the fight at the end?
Yes, I didn't know there were going to be he was going to play that character another 7 times.
If you're going to count the...
I do. I count as...
Yeah, I mean, I guess those are Rocky movies. Yeah. All right, Rocky, Rocky 2, Rocky 3, Rocky 4, Rocky 5.
He's in all of those, right?
Yes.
Rocky Balboa.
Rocky Balboa, which I never saw. What's it about?
It's not bad.
Does he fight someone?
Yes, he does.
Who does he fight?
I don't know, guy. It's not bad. I saw it on a plane.
That came out in... Okay, so Rocky 5 was 1990. And that was 5 years after Rocky 4. And then Rocky Balboa came out in 2006. So he didn't do Rocky movies for 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then Creed came out in 2015. So that's 9 years. And now this Creed 2 is coming out here for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Now, I don't want to ruin it for you, but I think I read somewhere that this is probably the last Rocky movie.
Because Rocky dies in it?
I didn't say that. But I think that's the rumor.
What if he came back as Rambo in a Rocky movie?
I guess Dolph Lundgren is in this Creed 2 movie.
Because it's his son fighting Creed.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Drago's kid fights?
Yes.
Stop.
I know it.
Oh, well, you're ridiculous, Rocky. This doesn't make any damn sense.
Well, that's why it wouldn't be... And there's another Rambo coming out. It wouldn't be ridiculous if you go ahead and kill off Rocky Balboa that Rambo shows up in the in Creed 3.
Like,
and then just kind of like looks at the camera, like, we're doing it.
I'm here to help you train.
Yeah, with a butcher knife.
Does he know Rocky, or does he like answer an ad in the paper?
Maybe he just answers it.
I saw this one. Yeah. You need a trainer. Yeah. I was in Nam, and then I went to Vietnam again, and then I went to Afghanistan and essentially fought with Osama bin Laden.
Uh-huh.
Watch that movie.
Yeah.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Uh-huh.
What's Rocky 4 about?
Rocky 4?
I mean, Rambo 4.
I don't know.
Where does he go in Rambo 4?
I don't know, but the idea of him just kind of looking at the camera I know. We are actually going there. We're putting Rambo in a Rocky movie.
That is the best possible movie. Rocky dies, and at the funeral, Rambo shows up. That's like a pallbearer.
Who's my cousin? He's my cousin. You look like you need a trainer.
And then he looks at the camera. Gonna fly now.
Yeah. We're going to do it again.
So this guy in Alabama falls through the ceiling wearing nothing but underpants. Now, you might ask, why is he falling through the ceiling, and why is he wearing nothing but underpants?
Probably that lettuce on the pizza.
He was trying to break into the office and thought he would climb through the roof. And he took his pants off so that he could tie the door shut in the bathroom so no one would come into the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Took his blue jeans off and tied them to the bathroom door, then ingeniously wanted to climb through the tiles to get to the office.
If this is all premeditated, why didn't he bring a rope?
It's a great question. Would you like to hear the sound of a man falling from the roof of a Waffle House in his underpants?
Mm-hmm.
See if I can give this to you here. Well, here we go. That's him.
Holy.
That's him.
Come on,
hey, don't go nowhere.
Hey,
oh, stay right there.
Oh, Alabama, you are enjoyed.
Roll damn tide.
That's going to do it for the show. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. I can't tell you how much I enjoy Rambo. Rambo coming to save the Rocky series. If that's not the movie, I'm furious. Till we get a chance to do this for you again, hang loose, Kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities. Representing. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock out,
come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
It's over, Johnny. It's over. Nothing is over. Nothing. You just don't turn it off.